Friends, welcome back to another episode of the Love Your Bod Pod. I'm your host. I'm Kara Corinne Sofelli. I'm a certified health coach. I'm a breathwork facilitator. And on this podcast, we talk all about how to create peace, freedom, and sanity with food, comfort, confidence, safety in your body, and a loving, caring, connected relationship with yourself. Ooh, it's just so juicy. I love it. Today, I want to talk to those of you who still want to lose weight. Those of you that really want peace and freedom with food and know that you need healing. Maybe you feel as though that desire to lose weight is a barrier or an obstacle to healing, but either way, you are still hanging on pretty tightly to the desire to lose weight. The reason why I'm talking about this today is maybe you guys are aware, a couple of months ago, I had a video on TikTok go viral and my inbox exploded with hundreds of applications from people who were interested in having a discovery call with me to learn about coaching. And this kept coming up on discovery call after discovery call. It was just coming up really often. It was like, well, look, I really want to stop binge eating. I really want to stop feeling crazy around food and obsessively thinking about it. I really want to stop hating myself and hating my body. But also, I still really want to lose weight. Is that a problem? How does that work? Do I have to stop wanting to lose weight before I can do the healing work? So if you're in that position, then this episode is for you. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that it's probably most of you listening, if not all of you, who are here who can relate to that, who want to lose weight, who want to be thinner to some degree in some way. And something that I often hear people say is that they felt a lot of shame around wanting to lose weight from people in the anti-diet community. And I can get that. I can understand why you would maybe feel that way if you're listening and you felt that way. But I want you to know that there is no shame in wanting to lose weight. It's a very understandable desire given our thin obsessed culture. So it's not wrong to want to lose weight. It's not wrong to want to be thinner. We live in a size bias world. So it makes sense that you would want to change your body when our bodies are constantly monitored and criticized by messages from the media, health professionals, and possibly even people in your life. So I fully understand and have compassion for why people want to lose weight. This should be no surprise to any of you, but at one point in my life, I literally wanted nothing more than to lose weight and be thinner. I wanted it so bad that I put my mental, physical, and emotional health at risk. Like, I didn't fucking care about health. I wanted to be thin at any cost. So I've been there and I get it. We live within a culture that makes us believe our bodies are a problem to be fixed and that it's our fault if they don't look perfect. We're taught that we are only as good as our body is deemed good according to arbitrary beauty standards within our society. So there is nothing inherently crazy, irrational, or wrong about wanting to avoid judgment from friends, family, strangers on the internet who might lose respect or criticize you if you gain weight, or wanting more social currency and privileges by being seen as more attractive, lovable, desirable if you lost weight. So while I empathize and understand people's desires to lose weight, the reason why I do not promote intentional weight loss or advocate for that as the solution, aside from the fact that most attempts at intentional weight loss fail and backfire, leaving you heavier over time, I do it because I want to change the culture. I believe that it is the culture that is wrong. The culture that convinces you to engage in harmful, extreme, obsessive behaviors just to be treated with human decency. The social stigmas that result in false assumptions about your morality, character, and health because of your size. The hierarchy of bodies that results in several forms of discrimination, like lower pay, less access to clothing that's fashionable and affordable, medical procedures, and overall lower quality medical care. That's what's wrong, and that's what I do not stand for. I'm not anti-weight loss. I'm anti-weight focused. And I want to change the culture so that we don't believe or feel like our life depends on losing weight. That is why I am so passionate about weight neutrality, size inclusion, and fat acceptance. Because we would all be a lot happier and healthier if we lived in a world that wasn't size biased and obsessed with thinness. And here's some realness for you. If dieting, aka losing weight and keeping it off, was easy and effective, if it didn't take over our lives or rebound into emotional eating, binge eating, long-term weight gain, or obsession with food in our body, if it didn't result in our self-esteem and self-worth being further attached to our weight, then it would be a viable solution to this totally unfortunate, effed up culture we find ourselves in. But dieting, aka forced attempts at weight control, doesn't work. And it does lead to one or more of those things that I had just mentioned. So it's not a practical long-term solution. And as a coach, my goal is to help people understand this and offer another solution. A solution that will bring them freedom, peace, ease, sanity, and confidence with food, their body, and themselves, regardless of changes in weight. And this is exactly what my program, Food, Body, Soul, the Academy, provides. My signature group coaching program for women. It is the solution I am talking about. If you're interested in learning about it, shoot me a DM or go to the Work With Me page on caraskitchen.net to apply for a discovery call. Enrollment for the next round is open now. Now, with all of that said, the desire to lose weight does not need to go away for you to do the healing work. I've been helping people heal from restriction, binge eating, emotional eating, yo-yo dieting, eating disorders, body shame, body hatred, low self-worth, and so on since 2017 when I started my coaching business. And I can say with almost certainty that I've never had a client who didn't want to control their weight to some degree in some way. And to be honest, if you didn't want to lose weight, you probably wouldn't be listening to this podcast, nor would you be a good fit to work with me, because you probably wouldn't have a messed up relationship with food. Wanting to be thinner is the number one reason anyone ends up struggling with food. It's the number one reason anyone has disordered eating and eating disorders. Of course, there are other contributing factors, but that's the most common one. The desire to control food doesn't happen in a vacuum. It almost always happens because you want to control your weight. And again, it's pretty normal and understandable to want the privileges that thinner bodies receive in our culture. What I'm getting at here is that true healing with food doesn't depend on whether or not the desire to lose weight goes away. What it does depend on, though, is how done you are with your life revolving around food and weight loss control and weight loss attempts, and how willing you are to allow that desire to be there without taking action on it. It's worth asking yourself, if you're listening here and you still have that desire to lose weight or to be thinner, but you also want healing and know you need healing, to ask yourself these questions. Do you want to spend more time in the restrict binge cycle, obsessively thinking about or tracking food and constantly judging your body, constantly hating yourself because you hate your body? Do you have more energy to give towards trying to shrink yourself below a weight that is not natural for you, essentially living life like you're holding a beach ball underwater? Do you want to spend another however many years you've been at this, trying to make weight loss occur, likely without any long-term effect, while your weight continues to increase over time with each attempt? I've said this before on the podcast, but dieting and intentional attempts at weight loss are only positively correlated with long-term weight gain, not long-term weight loss. Do you want the continued stress, emotional difficulty, and anxiety that comes along with all of that I had just mentioned? How much more time, money, energy, and brain space do you have left to give before you will finally say enough is enough? How tired are you of this cycle? How done are you with fighting food? How done are you with letting the scale dictate your mood? Is body acceptance something you are willing to work on if it means peace and freedom with food? Is taking a weight neutral approach to health something you're willing to work on if it improves not just your physical, but also your mental and emotional health and well-being? Is working on removing your internalized fat phobia something you're willing to work on so you can stop judging your body and all other women's bodies? Because a little bit of a hard truth here, but you can't judge your own body without also saying something about all women's bodies. So here it is. Here's a little bit of the truth. I've never worked with anybody who wanted to heal their relationship with food because they no longer cared about their weight. But I've worked with countless people who became so exhausted, frustrated, depressed, and tired trying to fight food and their weight that they just couldn't do it anymore and they needed to find another way to live. A way that offers real and sustainable peace of mind. A way that offers freedom and sanity around food, where food is no big deal. It's just a casual yet pleasurable part of life. A way of life where they are not stressing out about what others might be thinking of what they are eating. A way of life where they can be in social settings and feel calm, confident, present, and at peace. A way of life where the scale, the size of their jeans, or the flatness of their stomach doesn't dictate their mood. A way of life where they can stop hating their body and enjoy themselves regardless of their size. Healing your relationship with food doesn't guarantee weight loss, but neither does dieting. And only one of them is going to truly improve your well-being and your life. And hint, hint, it's not the dieting. It's the healing. So if you're interested in this other way of life, if you are interested in this recovered life, then you are a great fit for my signature group coaching program, Food, Body, Soul, The Academy, not to be confused with the membership. And it's now open for enrollment. For the next couple of minutes, I'm going to talk about The Academy. If you are not interested in hearing about it, no worries. Feel free to hit stop now, and I hope that you got a lot out of today's podcast, all about wanting to lose weight while also wanting healing. Thank you so much for listening. But if you want to stick around and you're still here, I'm really excited to share with you that I've decided to run Food, Body, Soul, The Academy again. It's my signature group coaching program for the woman craving a safe community to heal her relationship with food, body, and beyond. Healing your relationship with food, your body, and yourself is the doorway to the freedom, peace, and life you've always wanted. Through the community and coaching available within FBS, The Academy, you'll be guided to transform from the inside out, and you're going to reconnect to your body and to the truth of who you really are, which is so much more than a body to be looked at. You're going to let go of who you think you should be and instead be more of who you really are at your core, your true essence. If you have had enough with the restrict binge cycle, yo-yo dieting, emotional eating, binge eating, constantly judging and shaming your body, and you're ready for self-love and acceptance, then this is for you. We start out with healing your relationship with food. You'll be learning everything you need to know to free yourself from emotional eating, binge eating, and restriction or obsessive thought patterns about food. You will discover how to have peace of mind and sanity and freedom. You will learn to take care of your health without dieting, how to listen to your body and connect to your body's wisdom, and become an intuitive eater. Then we focus on body image. You will learn practical skills for healing your body image, your relationship with your body. You will overcome any objections you have to body acceptance or any fear. You will learn how to cultivate self-love and separate your worth from your weight. Plus, get ready because you're going to have a radical shift in perspective about bodies, weight, and self-worth. And then last, we focus on soul. This is probably more properly described as self. So it's relationship with food, relationship with body, relationship with self. But let's be real, food, body, self is nowhere near as sexy as food, body, soul. But when your time, energy, brain space, and identity are no longer tied up with food and your weight, it's kind of like, okay, well, now what? Like, who am I? What do I do with my time? You know? And in this section, you will connect more deeply to who you truly are, and you will learn to live a big, juicy life outside of food and weight that is in alignment with your true values. And it's really, really awesome. Food Body Soul, the Academy includes an online course, group plus one-on-one coaching calls, additional workshops with guest experts and lecturers, a WhatsApp chat and Facebook group to stay connected with everybody between our sessions, plus you get first access to the next in-person Food Body Soul the Retreat. Spots are limited for this round, and I just started enrolling, and spots are already being taken, so don't wait. We start March 14th, 2022, and this program will fill up before we start. So if you know this is for you, if you're feeling it in your heart, you're feeling a little soul pull, then trust that. You can shoot me a DM on Instagram at Kara's Kitchen if you already know you want in, or you can head to karaskitchen.net and go to the Work With Me tab to apply for a discovery call if you have questions and you want to have a conversation to see if it's a great fit. Thank you so much for listening to the Love Your Bod Pod. I hope you got a lot out of this chat today. It's okay if you still want to lose weight. That doesn't mean you can't work on healing. And I will see you all soon. Happy holidays, and I love you all.